All right. Back at it now as we continue on. My next guest is a constitutional law attorney, author of The Authoritarians, Their Assault on Individual Liberty, the Constitution and Free Enterprise from the 19th Century to the Present, 2021. Jonathan Emord is here with me. Jonathan, good to have you here.
Great to be with you.
And Anthony Fauci, wow. He gets pegged by Elon Musk, who apparently from the left, Donald Trump's no longer an issue, but Elon Musk is public enemy number one to the left. And he said that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Of course, the left goes berserk. Fauci's stepping down, but people, well, Fauci, is this a Fauci, sir, if I may be so bold, I think is the biggest media whore of my lifetime. He's not seen a camera he's not drawn to. I mean, he's on camera all the time. All the time. Pitching and spinning and gaslighting. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think the American people need to understand that he's the greatest, he's engaged in the greatest betrayal of the United States, really many times the magnitude of Benedict Arnold's betrayal in the Revolution.
What would make you say that?
Well, this is, understand that this man wittingly supplied an enemy, the foremost enemy of the United States, Communist China.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that the Communist Chinese had in place a bioweapons program and that the labs in Beijing and in Wuhan, among others, were biological labs under the PLA used to supply those means to destroy the West to the Communist Chinese, and fully cognizant of that, fully cognizant of the absence of adequate containment, he engaged in gain-of-function research with the Communist Chinese to develop a pandemic-worthy virus. And in fact, before Donald Trump assumed office, between the period of time of his inauguration and his assumption of the office of the presidency, Fauci spoke at Georgetown University Medical Center, and there he said that there would be a pandemic during the Trump administration. He, of course, was fully privy at the time to the extent of development taking place at Wuhan and was pumping millions of dollars through EcoHealth and through the University of North Carolina, Dr. Barrick's operation into the Wuhan lab. So this is an engineered problem, and he is fully culpable for it.
So here's my question, though. I mean, in retrospect, looking back, COVID-19 was not nearly as deadly as the government reaction to it, in my estimation, the estimation of others. The cure was worse than the disease. And I wonder, and I've wondered about this for a while, Jonathan, if the Chinese knew that. The first big lie was that they knew nothing about the COVID-19 virus. The second big lie was that it was worse than it really was. I mean, nobody in China ever took the mRNA injection. Nobody. What does that tell me?
Well, certainly the virus succeeded in killing some 1 million Americans, and it also succeeded in causing misery and death around the world. But that was the first iteration of it, and Fauci's fully should be fully blamed for it. With regard to its evolution, of course, they lied to us consistently that you had to be vaccinated in order to prevent it. And, of course, we know that natural immunity, some 80% of the American population or more at this point, has natural immunity, and it's fulsome. And the whole virus naturally mutated into less virulent forms, and now we're really in an endemic phase, not a pandemic phase. And they lied to us about saying that only individuals who weren't vaccinated could transmit the virus. They lied to us by telling us that children were more vulnerable to the virus and that they could would readily transmit it as well, and that all children needed to be vaccinated, all children needed to be kept from school. The whole thing was a perfect testimony to the utter failure of government planning and the influence of politics over science, and the mass suppression that took place, censorship, in violation of the First Amendment,
Sure. Between
this collusive effort between the White House and big tech.
And the FBI, don't forget the FBI's role, go on.
Yeah, exactly. So the overall effect of this has been devastating to individual liberty, to freedom of choice, and to health care, because physicians have been strung up and still are being strung up by medical boards for failing to toe the line, even when they knew better, when they were prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with success. They were forced out of that by the federal government, by the state governments working in tandem. And so we didn't have freedom of individual choice or professional judgment in the medical community throughout the whole thing. And that, of course, led to more deaths.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right. So where do we go from here? I've only got a moment left here. And I want to, in the minute we have left.
He's got to be held accountable. I think he has to be held accountable. And I hope that the Republican House will do that.
Well, I don't know. Right. In what way, though? Criminally responsible for being involved, lying to Congress? I mean, we now know that they're willing to send, associates of Donald Trump to jail if they don't speak, if they get held in contempt. So what about lying to Congress? We've seen it happen. James Clapper and others, they all lied.
Full investigation. I do believe he should be prosecuted, most likely.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, Jonathan, we got to leave it right there. Jonathan Emerd. He wrote The Authoritarians, Their Assault on Individual Liberty, the Constitution, and Free Enterprise from the 19th Century to the Present, 2021. Anthony Fauci must be held accountable. What say you? You can always drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.